Mo, it's great to have you on what is a festive day here at the ballpark. Good morning.
Oh, incredible buzz out there.
Isn't it? It's unbelievable.
It's amazing.
What do you think? Yeah, what was it like when you came in this morning?
Well, long lines. I think like the atmosphere is probably a little different than like a postseason game, because I feel like it's almost more like celebratory in the sense of like you're just trying to like recognize two individuals that have meant so much to this organization. Whereas, you know, come next Friday, there's going to be that sort of nervous energy of you better win. So I think there's a slight difference in the air, but certainly one where there's incredible buzz outside.
I think you described that well. And that said, it's also a big day for Adam Wainwright, isn't it? I mean, we'll go to Albert and Yachty here in just a moment. But for Waino, not only to celebrate, because he hasn't said one way or the other, and of course he'll always be recognized for a great career, but kind of a big start for him. I think he wants to show off a little bit, see what he can do.
Well, I think that's right. But I also think we should, you know, somewhat pump the brakes on how much this matters. But obviously, anytime when someone gets an opportunity to play, you hope they play better than not, right? So I think he understands the importance of what today means. I know that it's going to be interesting because he's going to have some probably unique pregame things he normally doesn't have to do be asked of him today. And so, you know, I hope those distractions don't come into play. But, you know, expectations for him to still be a key member of this club are high, and I hope today is a meaningful day for him.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're absolutely right. The vibe here is amazing. It does feel good to be around these legends of the game. They are still going. I want to take you back to Yadier Molina. You drafted him. You brought him into the organization. What did you see? What did you hear about the young man back then?
Oh, boy. You know, when I think back to both of those guys, and obviously in the last, you know, month and a half or so, I've reflected so much on both of them. And, you know, starting probably with Albert, in the sense that, you know, he had that just like incredible minor league run his first year. And I think like all of a sudden he was on everyone's radar on, oh my God, he's like incredible player and he's going to be in the mix for a big league job at some point. But, you know, that was back in the day where it was almost like the mentality was you needed 1,000 plate appearances at the minor leagues before you ever got to the big league. So I would say it was like almost like, yeah, we believed he was good, but let's come on, be realistic.
Yeah.
But then, of course, we know what happened that spring, and then, of course, how he started the year, and really the rest is history. But I think on a personal note, just watching him evolve as a person, watching him as a father, and you know, really impressive guy. And obviously, it's tough when he left, but you know, to have him come back, it's been, you know, amazing for all of us to be a part of. So that part's great. And then just a, you know, quick thought on Yachty. When I remember, I think probably the most telling thing for me was when, like, Dave Ricketts was telling me this guy could catch in the big leagues now after instructional league. And, you know, Dave was an expert on catching mechanics, on catching coaching. And for him to speak so highly of him was, you know, just something where I think we all, like, realized, oh my gosh, we really have something here. But to see 19 years from him, to see Albert's 11 plus this one for us, it's like, look, we're all so lucky that we can say we were a part of it. And, you know, it's probably something that we won't see again in our lifetime in this fashion. But, you know, I'm glad and I'm embracing every minute of each day right now.
I bet you are. It is a special time to be involved with this organization. And today, as good as it gets, just a tribute to two remarkable professionals, Yadier Molina and Albert Pujols. And one other thing just about Yadi is that relationship with Adam. You know, we had Ozzie Smith on just a little while ago, and we also had Tony La Russa, and both of them remarked about the relationship between the two. Tony talked about those two and how they worked so well together, even back in 06 when they won the World Series. But what do you see when you see Yadi and Waino? What made them so special as a battery?
Well, I think it's you know, both chased greatness. And I think both saw greatness in one another. And so when they recognized that, this became a bond that obviously thrived on the baseball field, but it also thrived as a relationship. I mean, they are a bit, you know, of the odd couple and for, as far as like personalities and how they go about things, but yet when they're together and they have the ability to talk to each other, that is something that's, you know, very unique in terms of professional relationships. And yet I think theirs goes beyond that. And I think that's what made them so special. And to watch those two, you know, as one turns 40 and the other's close to it, it's amazing. I mean, it's just truly amazing. And so, you know, I think it's just such a rare thing to be able to experience two people together for 19 years.
It has been something how this year has come together. If you really think about spring training, there was a point in time where we weren't sure if either Albert or Yadi would be here. Yadi was not in camp yet with personal issues, and the hope, of course, is that eventually he will arrive and his impact will be felt. Albert was still a free agent. How did the Albert signing come together from John Mozeliak? We've talked about this on the air before, but for the benefit of today, this being the day, how did that come together?
Yeah, it seems like a really good phone call at the moment, right? you know, I think back, and both Ollie and Skip Schumacher had some intel that was saying that he wanted to come back. I know Ollie and Albert spoke, and then eventually, you know, we were trying to give some younger players an opportunity. They were getting off to slow starts, so ultimately I reached out to Albert. We spoke for a while. We talked about a lot of different topics, but, you know, how we could reunite and you know, bring him back. And I think, you know, obviously the first couple months of the season had some exciting moments, but I don't think it went like he was hoping. And then obviously the second half has been more than one could imagine. So, really, it's just such a special time. And, you know, I've been around those guys a long time, and just to see how they both are. And, you know, just the other day I asked them, hey, are you guys having fun with this? And they said they're loving every minute of it. And, you know, that's cool.
How good did that champagne and beer taste in that clubhouse? You've been in a bunch of them. You've been in a lot of them. But that particular moment with all of those young players bouncing around with these players who are going to wear red jackets, probably one of those, as you just mentioned, we'll never see this again kind of feeling.
Yeah, I suppose like the way I've always looked at that moment or being able to have those celebrations is just don't take it for granted. You never know when it's going to be your last one. And so, you know, it's not like we go crazy when you work in the front office and, you know, get soaking wet and that kind of thing. I mean, that's for the players, but to embrace and cherish that taste and that moment is something that you should always take seriously. Don't take it for granted because you just don't know. And for me, yeah, I've been very fortunate in my career to experience that a lot, but it's still something that I took a timeout basically, tasted it, and I understand like that it really is a taste of success more than anything else.
It is good to step back and feel that. And as you mentioned, today will be that sort of feeling, a celebration of who this organization is, who these players are. And then time to get to work on Friday. You will host one of three teams, either the Phillies, Brewers, or Padres. And when you do that, you will have a roster in place. I would imagine that it's a good problem to have, that there are some tough decisions to make. Now, you have a lot of depth. You have a lot of choices coming up, you, Ollie, and this staff.
Yeah, so I think the way we're looking at it right now is, you know, we have a game today, we got a game tomorrow, and we have two after that. So we're going to let some things play out. Certainly, when we're in Pittsburgh, we'll discuss it. And, you know, I'm hopeful that we can position ourselves to make the right decisions and choose the right people. But yeah, it's going to be kind of fun putting this together, but I'm sure there's going to be some disappointed people in the end.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, it is part of the game. Unfortunately, not everybody can participate, but it is a special time, no doubt, for all of those in the clubhouse and those that will be out there the next four games to show what they've got before you start the postseason here at Busch Stadium, as you've done many, many times. I appreciate this time very much. Thank you for all of these, And best of luck in the postseason, and best of luck today on a very special day here at the ballpark.
Thank you, Tommy. Sounds good.